Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include the sale of footwear company Ultra, a lesson in FKTs on the Great Himalayan Trail, and a Chuckanut 50K preview from Maya Rayray. The bill introduced into the Hawaii State Legislature to ban minors under the age of 18 from running long-distance running events died on the floor after public outcry. Thousands of letters rolled in petitioning the bill, which swayed any sort of support for passage of said bill. We aren't sure exactly where this idea came from, but the swift opposition really put this idea of banning minors from races in its place. Kudos, Hawaii. Whoa. It must be award season, as we have some more announcements of ultra runners receiving awards to go over in the past week. Myrna Valerio, aka the Myrnavator, was not only nominated for, but was chosen as one of National Geographic's 2018 Adventurers of the Year. This prestigious honor is bestowed upon those pushing the boundaries in outdoor adventure. Myrna, of course, is an ultramarathon runner whose aim is to bring body positive messaging to the ultra community. As many of us in the community know, people of all ages, backgrounds, and body types all can and have participated in this great sport, where all are welcome. Double kudos, Myrna. Also making his way into the news this week again is Dave Mackey, who was inducted into the Colorado Running Hall of Fame. Not only is this former Ultra Runner of the Year a total badass, but he has since completed an ultramarathon since a brutal accident nearly took his life, and ultimately took his leg a couple years back on his home peak near Boulder. This will officially take place during an induction ceremony on April 10th at the Denver Athletic Club. Hopefully, some of you viewers will be able to make it to check it out. Some breaking news in the world of trail shoes this week, as Ultra was sold to Vanity Fair Corp, the parent company of the North Face, Smart Wool, and Timberland. Previously, the brand was grown by parent company Icon out of Logan, Utah, where it has made some major waves over the past few years in the running scene. We aren't exactly sure yet how this will affect the brand and what changes might be brought forth, but maybe finally the North Face will make a decent shoe. No! No! Am I right? Or will we see the North Face Endurance Challenge presented by Ultra? Will company headquarters stay in Logan with the same team in place, or will they move operations elsewhere? We'll be sure to stay tuned for details when all of this unfolds, but this seems to be a major move in the industry. We failed to give a shout out to Outhouse Nation viewer Frida Majorata for finishing the Way Too Cool 50K earlier this month in 8 hours 8 minutes. I ran into her brother at the finish line, who was waiting for his sister to finish. He himself is a finisher of the race from a couple years back at age 14, and apparently Frida just had to one-up him. Way to go, both of you. Seriously, more cheats in the ultra world? Come on now, folks. An article about the recent Trans Gran Canaria outlines how competitor Mladen Tomasic was handed a DQ in the 60K for taking a car ride over the last 30Ks of the race. This was discovered after another competitor noticed some odd split times, and upon further inspection, he missed several control points in the last half of the race course. I'll keep reporting on these until we run the cheats out of the sport. In FKT news, we saw a new best time on Kilimanjaro, when Christina Mattsson of Denmark lowered the time up the 19,000-foot mountain in Africa to 6 hours, 52 minutes, bettering Fernanda Maciel's time of 7 hours, 8 minutes. As Ryan Sands and Reno Griesel continue their FKT for the Great Himalayan Trail, or GHT, more controversy is arising out of them calling it the FKT. We first noticed something from current FKT holder Lizzie Hawker, who claimed there are many different ways to travel the Great Himalayan Trail, and the route utilized by Sands and Griesel for this mission is not one that most consider to be the established route to claim an FKT on, if possible at all. This was broken out into more detail by an article posted to Himalayan Adventure Labs by Seth Wolpen, who has completed the GHT himself. The main point of theirs is that the now accepted route of the GHT along the high route is, going forward, that one that will be utilized. The quote-unquote low route, targeted by the team of Sands and Griesel, is much easier and not one that will even be included on future maps of the trail. Lizzie Hawker even claims it is nonsense to be calling it an FKT at all on the GHT, because the roots and style can vary so greatly. At the end of the day, Sands and Griesel are likely to establish an FKT for the exact route they chose, but it will be hard to compare other efforts and routes of others that have come before. It sounds like to me this is not as simple as setting a record across the Grand Canyon, Arizona Trail, or even Pacific Crest Trail, as the route is much more choose-your-own-adventure style. So I guess, take it all with a grain of salt. For those interested in FKTs, it is important to research the route and style of those who came before you when claiming that you are going to attempt to go after the records. Then be sure to state your style, your route, and get after it. Now moving over to China.
China.
We saw some American success at the Mount Geelagong by UTMB event, which is the first international event licensed by the brand UTMB. The race took place previously, but this year had the official UTMB stamp of approval. Chrissy Mail took home the win in the 100-mile distance with a time of 27 hours, 19 minutes, and Gediminas Grinis won for the men in 19 hours, 58 minutes. Wardian was out there as well for the 100-mile distance representing the US, but dropped mid-race, presumably to check out the fashion in the area. Looking good, Iron Mike. The Iditarod almost took the life of race leader Scott Hoberg. We previously reported him losing the lead in the closing leg of the 350-mile-long race, but didn't at the time know how dire his circumstances had become. A previous experienced runner in the snow and cold, Hoberg was going on little sleep in 5 days when he was passed by the second and third place runners in a daze. He was hallucinating and eventually just wandered in circles, confused and disoriented. His gear was found scattered all over the place when he was eventually plucked out of the wilderness by a snowmobile. A definite reminder for all of us to be careful when we're out there. Now we have an update from the Pacific Northwest and a Chuckanut 50K preview from Outhouse correspondent, Maya Ray Ray. Take it away.
Thanks, Jam Jam. Spring is in the air. Nice video last week at Way Too Cool. That footage chasing Max was epic. Presented by Solomon. Have you noticed how many of these races have Northwest peeps finishing at the top? Just saying. Speaking of Way Too Cool, and a Northwest ultra runner, my girl, Ladia, killed it. She smashed the course. Wait, what's that? Looks like we just received a message from her. Let's roll it.
Hey, Maya Ray Ray, you are way too cool.
You see what she did there? I'm way too cool. She won way too cool. Okay, moving on. Special shout out to the friend of the show, Ryan Gelfi, for his strong finish.
Hey, Mountain Outhouse, this is Ryan Gelfi. All right, hope you had a good weekend.
Southern Oregon is basically the Northwest, so he gets some Northwest love.
In Northwest news, my neighbor and super race director, Candace Burt, had a bad fall. Look at these pics she recently posted. Ouch. Heal up, Candace. We got some trails to run in Leavenworth.
All eyes will be on Bellingham next weekend as the Chuckanut 50K is being run. Some big names scheduled to race, including a few friends of the show. David Lanning, Caitlin Gerben, Keith Lavatory, Keely Henninger, to name a few. You guys know who won the Chuckanut last year for the ladies? My girl, Ladia. Bam! Bang, bang, bang! She's everywhere. Well, that's all I got, Jam Jam. If you see Ferrix, tell him I said hi. Bye, Felicia!
Thanks for that, Maya Ray Ray. And our final announcement this week is in addition to getting this show in audio format on our Mountain Outpost website, you can also now find it via Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Stitcher each week on the Steep Life Media podcast. Just search that term, be sure to subscribe. And with that, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time if you have crazy stories to share, or maybe some pictures of some outhouses. Some questions or feedback for the show? Leave a comment below. And as always, a massive thank you to our Patreon supporters who help keep the lights on and the show going each and every week. Have a shitty week.